Hi, this is a dictation for Robert Montgomery, date of service 11-29-2022, date of birth 5-12-1960, date of accident August 10, 2022. Mr. Robert Montgomery is a victim of an accident where he was T-boned on a driver's side as a driver, and it caused him issues of headache with the dizziness, vertical loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of concentration, vomiting, erectile dysfunction. Along with this, patient started having pain in the neck and lower back with radiation to both legs in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Some pain in the left forearm, right forearm, elbows, and both hips was also reported. Some pain in the right thumb was reported. Most of the pains are now getting better, and patient has almost 50% improvement due to physical therapy, and he's also undergoing evaluation by the neuropsych and seeing a neurologist in his Flint area. He's doing a chiropractic and physical therapy together 4 times per week, which is going very well. The pain in the both hip area is still continuing, and he was found to have a degenerative osteoarthritis in the x-rays that were done at the time of accident. The knees also, he reports pain around 10, and so are in the hips. Pain in the neck is around 10, and lower back pain is also 10. The radiation of the pain is much less often to the extremity, lower extremity posteriorly, that was reported in the beginning. Overall pain level is 7. It can become worse to 9. ADLs are affected 7, especially work is affected 8, and general activity is affected 8. Walking ability and sleep are affected 7. 50% pain is relieved with the pain medications. In the system review, patient reports that a neurology and psych patient has headaches and they suffer from lightheadedness and some anxiety and difficulty sleeping. The patient specifically denies dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, ear ringing, or any confusion, disorientation, or balance problem, memory problems. None of them are existing. Mild anxiety is reported. Sometimes nightmares are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in both the hips and both knees, and with moderate difficulty in walking, pain in both elbows and neck and mid-back and lower back is reported, as well as in the stiffness of the neck, lower back, and shoulders. In the GI, patient denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. In the GU, there is a incontinence of the urine and frequency, and denies any painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports a 50 to 60% improvement. In last 30 days, there is definite improvement with the conservative treatment. In last 30 days, patient denies any new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are oxycodone that is getting from his own personal physician, and substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 148 over 82, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit, which is 10-27-2022, dictation number 1030-006. Along with diagnosis, plan of care. Plan is to refer this patient to orthopedics for review of the pain in the hip as well as the knee. An MRI of the left shoulder has been ordered to identify the damage to the left shoulder, as he is able to lift the left shoulder is limited. The medications are provided, and they are Acifex 20 milligram twice a day and Xanax 1 milligram twice a day. Patient reports that he still has all the medication of Mobic. He is provided with Mobic and Flexeril and Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, and Sertraline is provided 50 milligram twice a day to bring relief in pain and sleep. He is referred to neurology, and he is continuing seeing them for now. And once the MRI is done, then he will be seen again, and we'll review the MRI findings. The MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine are reviewed with the patient, and the patient has been advised to have injection of the both knees intra-articular, and especially the patellar tendon that he is complaining, and injection of the left shoulder intra-articular, and injection of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus on the left side, and injection of the bursa area of the left and the right hip, and also injection of the lateral collateral ligaments, bilateral knees. These procedures are going to be done today. Physical therapy will continue 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulder on the left side, both hips and both knees. Remains disabled for work, housework. He's also added a prednisone 10 milligram once a day to bring further relief, along with Acifex 20 milligrams. Mats were reviewed, legs were reviewed, and are found to be in compliance. Thank you.